Halloween is approaching, and because of the pandemic, this is going to be a very different Halloween. If you have teenagers in the house and they're staying in this year, TV is not the only source of scary content. WBGO's John Kalish introduces us to an author who writes horror fiction for young adults.
Anne DeVia Cardinal describes herself as a Gringarican. Her father was white and her mother was Puerto Rican.
I identify as Puerto Rican, but I got my father's pale Irish Swedish skin. And I have to say, when I identify as Puerto Rican, I had this obsession with the Taino people, the indigenous people. I don't know. It's just sort of owning my two sides.
Cardinal says that when she was growing up, she was a free-range kid who got mugged 3 times before the age of 8. But that wasn't the only childhood trauma Cardinal endured. After her father died, her mother developed a serious drinking problem and sent her to Puerto Rico every summer to stay with family. With her mother minimally involved in parenting, Cardinal's relatives in Puerto Rico, at least in the summer, were the ones who took good care of her. Looking back on those years, Cardinal is grateful that her summer visits forged a deep connection with the island, and she acknowledges that her mother, who eventually got sober, was partially responsible for kindling an interest in the horror genre.
I loved horror my whole childhood. It started with my brothers watching classic horror movies. You know, there was Creature Feature on Friday. I've seen Dracula so many times, and my mother loved it. She loved gothic literature, and so it was always around. And I had nightmares. I mean, it definitely affected me, but it also made me feel better about my life. It is comforting when you're reading a horror novel. It's like it justifies so much fear. And at least when you're done, there's no zombies. Somebody asked me why I don't write crime, and I said, if there's a body in my book, I want it to get up again. I want to write about the fantastic. It's the same reason I was obsessed with magical realism as a child. Growing up in a Latin culture, you accept the fact that the supernatural is not necessarily an outrageous concept. There's no question there are ghosts.
There are definitely ghosts in Cardinal's second horror novel for young adults, Category 5. It's set in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, which devastated Puerto Rico in September 2017. In the novel, there are ghosts and a series of murders, but as if that were not enough, there's a scheme to privatize all the beaches of Vieques, a small island that's part of Puerto Rico. In Cardinal's first young adult novel, Five Midnights, a group of teenagers in Puerto Rico battle both substance abuse and El Cuco, the boogeyman found in many Latin cultures. The protagonist in both horror novels is a teenager from Vermont who investigates a series of deaths while visiting her family on the island. Paul Tremblay is a horror novelist who praised Five Midnights. His day job is teaching math in a high school outside of Boston.
Being a high school teacher, you know, someone who's clearly spent a lot of time with teens and observed them, I thought her teens were very authentic. You know, not only in voice, but in terms of behavior. You know, she certainly has obviously some social messages within the book that she gets across without necessarily being too didactic or hitting the reader over the head.
Perhaps it's no surprise that one of those social messages would be about substance abuse, given that Cardinal survived a childhood with a parent who had a drinking problem. That childhood was spent in New York and New Jersey, but as a college student, Cardinal left the area and moved to Vermont to help an older sister care for her ailing mother. While Cardinal was finishing college in Vermont, she became friends with the writer and critic Rigoberto Gonzalez.
What I find so compelling about her work is that even though it's entertaining, it's actually one part of a large vision of a troubled Puerto Rico that's worth fighting for.
Gonzalez now teaches at Rutgers Newark, and among the dozen books he's written are 2 for young adults. He's a Chicano who writes about Mexico even though he grew up here in America. Gonzalez thinks of Cardinal as an immigrant writer, despite the fact that she was born in the U.S.
This is an interesting situation for many writers of diaspora, wherever they come from. People can be in the United States, they're still writing about India, they're still writing about any place in Latin America. She's part of that. Her lineage is part of that. And I think that when you leave your homeland, you have your homeland in your heart. And any immigrant writer will tell you that. This is one way to remain connected This is one way not to forget where we come from and what we love.
Anne DeVia Cardinal says her ideal life would be to spend winters in Puerto Rico and the rest of her time in Vermont.
At this point in my life, my heart is in Vermont and Puerto Rico.
Cardinal now works as a recruiter for the Vermont College of Fine Arts, where she helped establish a winter writing program in Puerto Rico. Two of her cousins on the island are also writers. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.